Hey everybody, Rob Cesternino here, getting you ready for today's News AF. Before we get into the show, I want to take a moment and thank our sponsor for today's episode, and those are our friends over at betonline.ag. They are the people who make the Podcast One Sportsnet Challenge possible, where I am taking on all of the other Podcast One hosts, where the winner will win $5,000 to give to a charity of their choice. And it was a rough week for me in the Podcast One Sportsnet Challenge. I'm blaming the Packers. I'm blaming the Rams. The Rams did not show up. I don't know who they are anymore. Not great. So I was not happy about that. I am now tied for second place in the Podcast One Sportsnet Challenge. That's not where we want to be. We want to get back on top. We'll try to get back to it in week number five. And of course, in week number five, there's a ton going on in the NFL, in this college football, MLB playoff action heating up. Visit our good friends and exclusive partner on Podcast One, betonline.ag, to take advantage of the best bonuses in the business and sign up for a free account. And make sure you use that promo code Podcast One for your 50% sign up bonus. We've got in the NFL going on, Rams at Seattle, Baltimore at Pittsburgh, Green Bay at Dallas, Indy at Kansas City, Cleveland at San Francisco, and in college football, Georgia at Tennessee, Auburn at Florida, big game with two top 10 teams, Cal at Oregon, Michigan State at Ohio State, and then we got all of the playoff action, Yankees versus the Twins going on, we've got the Dodgers and the Nationals, so much going on in Major League Baseball as well. Visit betonline.ag and don't forget that promo code Podcast One for your 50% sign up bonus at betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here to talk with you about all the week's most interesting news stories here on the first week of October 2019 here on News AF.
The story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth. It's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Oh, okay. We are here live on News AF. I got scared for a second because Tyson got up. I thought he was walking off the show, but I think he's going to hang in there and stick it out with us. Here is Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
Oh, I'm great. I just noticed there was a lot of backlight, so I closed the blinds so you could see my beard a little bit better. Been growing it out. Not sure when I'll shave it, but it's definitely wispy. And, thank you.
Yeah.
And had a great week. But, you know, this is always the highlight. This is the one constant in my life that I always look forward to.
Good. Well, happy to have you back here. And we were just talking about before the show came on that you wrote a blog about this past week on Survivor. Very rare to read a Survivor blog by Tyson Apostle.
On
PocketFives.com. Go check out what Tyson had to say about the Survivor premiere.
Yeah, and leave a comment there. That would be nice.
Yeah,
that would be nice. I don't know. So I had a deal to write a weekly blog focused on Ronnie, because Pocket Fives is a poker website, and Ronnie is a professional poker player. And he got voted out first, so my contract is over with
them. That's it.
That's it. All done.
Is
one and done.
Back? Can you get back in?
I don't think so.
Oh, I see it right there. Yeah. I just found the article.
Yeah. And I got a little shout out to News AF on there.
Yeah, I see that. I saw the link. Good job. Ironically, you wrote a blog about the Survivor premiere and Stephen Fishback didn't. He just gave out his award in a tweet.
Why didn't people post my Pocket Fives article?
Maybe if Steven's ever going to miss a week again, he can ask you to fill in.
I'm pretty damn good at writing.
So that's good. All right. A man who is a frequent reader of blogs, the great Danny Bryson, is here. Danny, how are you?
Good. My lips are sunburned. All
from an adventure? Did you have an adventure?
Yeah. Yesterday? And you know when you start licking your lips, that's when it all starts to go downhill.
Why were because you licking your lips?
Can't
were
stop,
you,
because they're dry.
Prey? Oh, I thought
they're
you were stalking prey.
No. That's
you were
what you're supposed
he was getting
to do.
Hungry while he was hiding in the bushes?
Following deers, yeah.
Yeah.
My lips hurt so bad right now, and they're so stiff.
Who was
just
licking
the, once
them?
The licking
Wow.
starts? No, I was doing the licking this time.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's great to have a friend who will voluntarily lick your lips for you.
Yeah.
You don't feel as guilty. But no, it was all me.
And what did this adventure consist of besides lip licking, or was that the bulk of it?
I rode a shuttle with strangers in the morning. That was entertaining. I went to Maroon Bells in Colorado, and I climbed Maroon Peak.
What kind of foliage? Is that a 14,000 footer?
Yeah, the foliage was amazing, like eye melting. And the reason there's a shuttle is that so many people love the leaves. That it gets out of control. It turns into a big automobile circus.
So it's closed to cars.
Yeah, after 6:30 in the morning, it's closed to cars.
Yeah. Is this a fall event, Danny? Is this something instead of apple picking, you go look at the fall foliage?
I guess. You know, I went there for the mountain, but I'm thinking that most people go there so that they can...
Come for the mountain, stay for the foliage.
Yes, exactly.
Rob, you don't know that that's a thing? Lots of city folk like to wander into nature in the fall to see the colors changing.
Some good forest bathing in the afternoon.
Yeah, I thought people only did that like before there was TV, Danny. Like before there was color TV.
Yeah, that would make sense.
I thought people used to like that was an activity that people did. Go look at the leaves are going to change colors because you used to only seeing shows in black and white. And it's like, oh, this is they have red, they have orange.
Well, yeah, you have when the leaves are part of it, right? So you could watch it on TV, but there's also the feel of the cool mountain breeze
and the smell.
Hair.
Were you nature bathing, Danny?
Oh, I was bathing so hard. I was soaking. I was nature soaking super hard.
Nature soaked. Yeah. Okay. All right.
All the way soaked.
So, it was great.
So how many miles did you have to go?
It wasn't that many.
Since you rode a shuttle.
The shuttle eliminated 8 miles. Really, I would rather have done that in my car. I don't like... You get there, the road's closed, they herd you onto a bus with a bunch of strangers.
Did you know this beforehand that you were going to have to
ride a shuttle? No, I did not. I'm terrible at doing research, so there's a lot of surprises when I go on trips. Okay.
Was Christoph with you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Your nemesis?
How does Christoph feel about the foliage?
Was he jizzing his pants or what?
Love of foliage all around. How could you not? Yeah. But what it's led to is now I've got to really focus during this podcast to not lick my lips, even though I want to so bad.
Why don't you wear chapstick? Have you ever?
I have chapstick on.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Carmex?
No, not Carmex. Do they still make Carmex? I remember all the girls in high school were just slathering on Carmex.
Yeah, that's all you could do. Carmex was the best, dude, back then.
Yeah. So, Danny, could you maybe get some sort of like a gross flavor chapstick that would be providing medical benefits, but then if you lick your lips, it tastes gross?
That is a good idea.
Oh, my
goodness.
Remember
the thumb sucking thing? Supposedly there's like this stuff you put on kids that...
Are we going to the sloth terrarium right now?
I think we're already there.
Yeah.
I'm sitting down.
Yeah, so like dog feces flavored chapstick, but it smells like strawberries.
It goes into your mouth automatically. Mm-hmm. It's on your lips, so you're going to get a little bit of the taste. But yeah, maybe something that burns your tongue.
Yeah.
No, because it'd be burning your lips too.
Well, I think I like it. Could probably
this is a great idea. Yeah, we'll have to get a scientist to work on this.
I feel like that we could use some news
broccoli,
AF drops.
Broccoli cheddar. Farts. Broccoli cheddar cheese
Danny
farts.
Like that.
Smells,
I do. Yeah. That would actually be delicious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
It would be great.
But to most people, it would be terrible.
That, Rob? Yeah, if we had like a sloth terrarium, sound effects, like I feel like that we need like a News AF like announcer guy to record some stuff.
Yes.
Now, what's the welcome to the Shark Tank? Because can it be just like the opposite
of that? We want
our own
thing. We don't even want to copy.
Yeah. Really? Because I think copying would be pretty good. Combined, they've made over $65,000 in the last decade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Danny, a not self-made multimillionaire after his parents' death.
Okay, Tyson, get to work on it. You already did. You already made a great intro to the bolt hole. I think it's on your shoulders to make this.
I'll have to watch Shark Tank and see if I can come up with something. But if there's definitely better artists in the audience than myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more of a, you know, seat of his pants, off the cuff type of guy. Okay. I don't really do sitting and organizing.
Okay, well, if people have any drops for us that they want to get into the show, send those over. Okay, News AF or news at newsaf.com. I gotta look that up. I gotta look up the email address.
We used to it's probably people. Something.
But, message Rob at robswebsite.com. Okay, all right. So let's go ahead and talk about our top story at this hour. And yes, there it is. Took a second to pop up. Okay, the crazy beverage cart at O'Hare Airport. Tyson, have you seen this?
Dude, this is nuts. And I don't even know how this happens. Like, did somebody put a brick on the gas pedal? So it's just this beverage cart right at the base of this airplane, just spinning wildly in circles and getting more and more out of control and just like shooting cans of soda out of it and then running over them as they explode.
Can we have a moment of silence for all those lost beverages?
Soda that we lost?
Yeah.
Dude. And the other thing is there's like 10 people around trying to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of them almost got clipped by this thing. If they would have gotten hit, for sure they would be in the hospital, if not worse. Because this thing was spinning out of control. And you know how heavy a single soda is.
Yeah.
Imagine 300 sodas.
Mm-hmm. So what happened, Tyson, was that a case of water fell on the pedal of the car.
Yeah.
That's what
off the seat. So they probably had overstacked or overstocked the the little box on the back.
Yeah.
Had to put it on the front seat. The guy braked, slid off. How did he fall out?
He probably bailed, dude.
He bailed. He's like, no.
Maybe he was out and it just slipped off while he was out. Anyways, this dude gets, I don't even know what kind of, you know how at the airport you go hit the tarmac and there's just like 10 of the craziest car type vehicles you've ever seen in your life, and you don't know what any of them do, like the stair machine driving one. And this one was just like a ramp thingy, and some hero rammed the shit right before it hit the airplane.
Okay, when I watched the video, my concern, I thought, don't let it hit that plane.
Yeah, it was
that
so
was my
close to the plane.
Major concern was like, it's going to hit that plane and cause, even if it dents it, that's like a $50,000 repair to $150,000. The guy who rammed it, he's living out a fantasy. Could you imagine? I don't know if everyone would step up in this moment, but there's
and
a lot of people who just
company.
Have been looking forward to ramming stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, but I would love to ram something.
Yeah, but even in that moment, would you be like, I'm going to ram this thing and it's going to damage two things greater than it?
Awesome. And I'm going to be a hero, even though I got to just ram something.
But what if he's held liable? I can see American Airlines just still holding him liable for all the damage.
That's the danger. But the fantasy is, I've always wanted to ram stuff. Like, it's when I'm driving, I'm always thinking it'd be cool to ram that, drive over that.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Mm-hmm. Danny,
and here it is.
That's all Danny talks about is ramming. And you're just like,
Dan Ramathon.
And he's like, I'm going to ram you. And I'm like, what?
Yeah. With my car.
Yeah.
But the thing is, in that moment, it's hard to break away from when you're watching the cart spin and actually think, I'm going to get in that vehicle. I'm going to time it at least half decent, right? Because timing is important in ramming.
Yeah, you got to get under it.
Timing and rhythm are very important when ramming.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you got to time it right. And you can't.
So what if you ram too fast? Then what happens?
If you prematurely ram, you could really damage yourself. But the other problem is, if he rams this incorrectly, he might damage the jet. That's when he goes from hero to villain, when he causes...
if he sort of like sideswipes,
misses the cart and like rams 10 people after he drives high speed right through the cart because he times it wrong. Hits like five people. Yeah, they hits a jet on the other side of this jet. It explodes. Then it's like...
Or it's like the motorcycle thing where all the jets tip over after one is tipped. They're just like clunk, 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 clunk.
So there's risk
to that.
So ramming comes with risks and lots of risks.
Yeah.
So if you misjudge your ram, you might cause a lot of other damage. You could hit people, hit planes. So I guess in that way he is a hero because he took the risk and actually successfully pulled it off.
And so, yeah, when you need somebody to ram something, hope that Jorge Manilang, the hero of O'Hare Airport, is nearby.
Dude.
Yeah, he's good at ramming.
Do you think that they're going to give this guy his own ramming vehicle that he just now patrols the tarmac with 24/7?
Like a Mad Max vehicle? Because
yeah, like
those are the ultimate
truck,
ramming.
Like Bigfoot?
Yeah. Yeah,
with a snowplow on
rams,
the front.
Yeah, snowplows on it.
Mm-hmm.
And scoopers and stuff, dude. That's what this guy, like a Lamborghini, but with like a ramp built down the front
the
of it
we
to
needed.
Get under stuff. Yeah, this is the hero we needed. And this is, I hate to say it, Jorge, but right now Reddit is digging up all your dirt and you're
Ken Bone.
He's going to get Ken Boned from the back.
He's about to get rammed himself by the internet.
I hope not. I hope not.
It's like, oh, check out these Instagram posts that Jorge has been looking up.
He's been liking these Instagram accounts. Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, wait, wait. What? He has his own YouTube prank series. What is he doing?
Beating cat poop sandwiches to homeless people. You know,
Jorge,
the other problem with the ram.
Knew ye.
Yeah.
This is another thing I just thought of when I was looking at this. He could have rammed it and set it on a different course, like out onto the tarmac where planes are taxiing. Like, it could have course corrected, mm-hmm. still gone, but no longer spun around in a circle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the more I think about ramming, the more I'm kind of revising my own ramming policy. I'm beginning to think that maybe I shouldn't ram in these types of situations.
Okay.
Lots of risks.
All right. Well, Danny, you'll only know what you'll do when you're on the tarmac and the cart is spinning out of control. That's when you'll know what your destiny is.
Most likely, I'll just stand and stare. Yeah. I don't think I'll have the
I'll
presence of mind.
I'll be one of the looky-loos.
Yeah, I'll be a looky-loo. I don't have the presence of mind to be like, oh my gosh, jump into the ramp cart and ram this thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's talk about another story that is going viral at this hour. Tyson, I really want to get your opinion on this.
Mm-hmm.
A woman has been seen this morning in a video that's going viral. She's gotten into a couple of the animal exhibits at the Bronx Zoo. Here,
She's gotten into a couple?
Yeah, I think
I saw
three.
Her with the giraffes also. This woman is hanging out with the lion at the Bronx Zoo.
Okay.
She said she was going to F with Mother Nature.
Yeah.
Mm. Or Mother Nature was going to F with her. This is probably more like it. But here's the thing.
Yes.
It's probably not that dangerous to stand a distance from a lion that's been enclosed in a zoo its entire life.
Stories about people get like their arm. I know tigers are a little bit more aggressive. It's not exactly a fair comparison, but.
Well, she's also still across from the moat. There's a big moat there that you can't see. That's what it says in that thing. But I don't think anybody will feel bad for her if something goes awry.
Because she made that decision.
She made that. She chose that for herself.
So if there's a moat.
Yes.
Yeah. You know what? Actually, there's not even a fence. I think Tyson's 100% correct. I think she's totally protected by a giant moat. Because in the video, you can see the signage for the lion. And there's no gate between where you're reading the sign and the lady.
Yeah. It's just a giant moat.
Oh, this story just lost about 80% of its appeal to me.
Yeah.
You don't
still,
think
the
lion can jump over the moat?
Well, if it jumps over the
jump
moat,
over
there's
the moat.
That. Look it. Then it just steps over that sign right in front of it.
Is there glass there? Is there glass?
It can't clear the moat. There's no fence.
I don't think so.
How about that
there's
foliage,
no
Danny?
Yeah, that's some beautiful foliage. It hasn't changed color yet. So
do you say foliage or foliage?
I don't know.
It's
I just
foliage.
Say which one, Tyson?
Foliage.
Foliage. Okay.
Yeah.
As in, how about tin foliage?
No.
That would be like when you have a crazy conspiracy.
Yeah, that's when you wear hats and wrap your shoes.
So I'm going back to this story because I saw this last night and now I'm just like, it kind of 50% of the coolness of the story just was removed by that moment.
Yeah, most of it, like she's, but still, it is still breaking the rules at the zoo.
Totally.
And now what's going to happen because this lady broke the rules
now a
fence goes up to keep humans out, not even to keep the lions in.
Yeah.
It's now to keep the humans out. And that's what most zoos are built for, is keeping the humans out of the exhibits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you'll notice, you'll go to zoos and you'll see that you'll see the old place where you used to be able to stand. And somebody ruined that, and now there's a big old plexiglass thing built up around everything.
Tyson, do you think that zoos are places where animals can safely observe humans?
Yeah, for sure. There is probably a little bit of that. But I also think it's crazy that these structures that are designed and were originally designed, like whoever, like Mr. Zoo, the first guy to invent zoo.
Yeah.
He
Thomas
was
Zoo.
Like, Thomas Zoo, American, probably.
No, No, no. I mean, the first zoo probably wasn't America. It was probably some rich king, you know, who kept a bunch of cool animals.
Yeah, but American at heart.
Okay, sure. Go on with your story, your fantasy.
And they built these zoos, and they were just like, let's just dig a huge moat around every animal, and there's no way it can get out.
That moat idea like, is popular. I feel like that a lot of people are thinking about moats.
Dude.
Filled with snakes and alligators.
Yes.
If I had a million.
Keeping things in or out.
Yeah. Yes. If I had a bunch of cash, I would definitely build a moat around a home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because why not, you know, fill it with snakes? And so the moat originally, look at what a great view even you have from where the picture is taken from the mm-hmm. video of the person standing there. It's an unobstructed view of a lion. Fantastic. But now, because this woman ruined everything, now there's going to be like a big old chain link fence with, like, before you'd go there on Instagram, snap a picture. It's completely unobstructed.
Tell people you've
that you're
gone
on
to
a
Africa.
Safari.
Yes.
And everybody's jealous. You become an influencer almost immediately. Mm-hmm. Now, with the chain link fence there, that's going to be a lot more difficult to do.
Yeah.
So, okay. Thanks for breaking stuff.
By the way, she did. What were the other animals, Rob? I didn't read about the other
giraffe. I saw her with the giraffe. Yeah. People just
not
like
a big deal.
Filming her. She's like.
Giraffe is just like a cow with a long neck.
You don't think a giraffe could trample the crap out of you?
It could like if it wanted to, but I've also fed giraffes by hand before. They're fine.
But I don't think anybody knows who this woman is, and it doesn't seem like that she was arrested. Like, whoa,
no,
what's going on here?
No, there
zoo?
Was a picture of her posing with the police.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like a smile on her face. I think she might even have been doing the thumbs up.
Mm-hmm.
So she did at least talk to the police.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I think, you're ruining it for everybody, lady.
That's how humanity works. Mm-hmm. Find something good. Humans swarm it, ruin it.
Because now what they're going to have to do is probably keep that lion in just a little kennel, like a little dog kennel that you get at wherever. And that's mm-hmm. how we're going to have to observe it from now on.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's talk about this story, which really has piqued my interest. There is a Russian company that is working on developing humanoid robots that can be customized to look just like you. Danny, would you be in the market for a humanoid robot that was a body double for you?
Got to keep it secret from Liz because it's mm-hmm. all of its power is the ability, you know, to maintain its power, you got to keep it a secret so that it can listen to conversations you don't want to listen to, go to parties you don't want to go to.
Yes.
But the minute people know you've got a lookalike Android, mm-hmm. it
you're
becomes worthless.
Be suspect.
Okay.
And anything you go to won't hold the same value because they'll be like, you're probably just the robot. And you're like, no, this is really me. I'm really putting in the effort to be at your birthday. the other thing, too, is I could have the robot sitting here like I am right now. And I could be laying down still doing everything, but relaxing at the same time.
Okay. So we see a prototype of this robot. I have to say, Tyson, this looks a little Weekend at Bernie's.
Yes.
Yeah, that robot looks like a dead person. I feel pretty strongly about that if they're building zombie robots, they definitely got it right.
That's the problem is that robotics, every time you see a story like this, you get kind of excited. Because you're like, finally, a technology I can use.
Yeah, finally, I can date myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly. And then when you look into it, you're like, this is a joke.
Yeah.
It's not really that great. It looks terrifying. It would be a more terrifying version of me. So maybe it'd be great for disciplining my kids. Sit in Android Danny whenever I've got a discipline.
Well, but it has a short temper.
Well, just look at that angry expression on its face.
I know, but the thing is like, you know how strong robots are.
Yeah, well, you can program it not to, you could probably scare the crap out of your kids like by having
Halloween
the eyeball pop out.
Right.
Yeah, actually that's true too, but it's always so disappointing when these stories come around because you're excited, you think we've taken a giant leap forward mm-hmm. and then you see it and you're like that's not very good.
Yeah.
As an Instagram influencer, this company should send me 10 of my own
10
robots
Tysons?
Of myself. Yes.
That'd be scary. Walking into your house and there's just 10 naked Tyson androids standing in a line down the hallway that you have to walk past.
No, I'm gonna set each one of them to an exterior window.
That oh, yeah, that's good.
Peering like Home
out.
Alone.
Keep the burglars out.
Yeah. He's at this one now. Now he's at this one.
Now he's dancing with another one that looks just like him.
Yeah.
Tyson, you should bring them all to your pickleball matches and sit them in the audience.
Yes.
I think that cheer could for be me. Like a real thing for you.
That
your
would
own
be
cheering group.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I would for sure be famous. If
yeah,
I did
they
that.
Could like do the wave. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea. They could do a lot of things, probably.
Yeah. This robot prototype, at least this one pictured here in the article, looks very angry. Somebody has really upset this android.
I do like how they gave it some scruff. That mm-hmm. was a nice touch.
Yeah.
It's got like a 5 o'clock shadow.
It only has an 8-hour battery, too, Danny.
That's about what I have.
Similar.
It's very similar.
So you could do your 8 hours and then let the robot android yes. take the second 8 hours.
Yeah, I could double my workload if I had any.
Yeah. Okay. So we will keep our eyes out for more updates on the replica clone army that's coming soon. The hottest holiday gift of the season.
You think that's why they're announcing it now, just in time for Christmas?
Yeah, you want to sort of like get the buzz going.
Okay. Yeah.
Danny, do you know anything about this? A mysterious fireball recently plummeted to the earth in Chile.
Yeah, I got sucked into this story. Yeah.
It appears it is not a meteor.
Yeah, they think that it's just space debris. I was so disappointed. You know, I was hoping for an alien skeleton or, you know, the Blink-182 guy came out this past weekend and announced that he had evidence of exotic material.
All the Blinkies were going nuts.
Yeah. So I was hoping that this would kind of be a companion story to that. Like, oh, more exotic elements are falling to the earth, evidence mm-hmm. of extraterrestrial activities. But no, it wasn't that cool of a story.
Mm. So what was the space debris? Human?
Like an astronaut accidentally just got drunk and fell out of the International Space Station?
Well, no, like...
it was like a satellite or a piece of space junk. Which, have you ever seen the illustration of space junk orbiting the Earth? It is actually pretty disgusting. We've already polluted space, which we haven't been there for very long. And
yeah, but space is infinity, so eventually, if you can just push it, should go... Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Forever.
Yeah,
away from
I mean,
us, right?
Pushing it's a problem.
Yeah.
Why we can't just like make like a space Roomba that would go and just like,
they're working on that.
Yeah.
There's several countries working on that so that these types of things don't happen. Because if this was to hit your house, that's gonna be a problem. It's gonna set it on fire. No one's gonna take responsibility. Insurance? Do you have all? Do any
Meteor
of you have
insurance?
Space debris insurance?
I don't think so.
Space junk insurance?
Yeah, do you have that, Tyson?
Yeah, I think I have that.
Oh. Nice. Way to plan in advance.
How much do you have to pay for that?
It's like $1 a month.
Oh, I mean, that's a good deal if you think about it. $12.
By the way, what are the odds? What are the odds that, I mean, people want this to be aliens, but an alien pilot's all the way through the galaxy, you know, flying through space. He's obviously got skills, but somehow he gets to Earth and just crashes.
He crashes into space junk, which then gets
it's like a punch
and
plummets down to Earth.
So
this is my theory, is that the alien craft bumped into this space junk, knocking it out of orbit through the atmosphere and then careening into Earth.
But
whoever was the first person to see this, that's pretty cool to see it falling and crashing and then run over and be like, well, look at that smoldering thing.
Okay, but if you saw that, would you want to run over to smoking space debris? It seems like it could be filled with poisonous
contaminants.
Space bacteria.
It
doesn't necessarily need to be
space bacteria.
A crash spaceship.
Yeah, space bacteria.
It could be like a probe or a drone or like some sort of like escape pod carrying like a baby Superman.
Could be a bunch of that stuff.
If there was a baby, that would be the most, like a baby comes out of smoking wreckage. That would be terrifying.
Yeah, that would be, but also not really, because science fictional movies have already prepped
you for it.
Yeah. So it's like, really, what's going to happen that's not going to shock me? Like a big giant alien cockroach saw that on Men in Black. Yeah. Like there's
every... You've seen it all. Movies have prepared you for everything.
Yeah. Like I'm going to be unfazed by
what you see
everything.
On the screen and what happens in real life. I bet you just, you would be overwhelmed by the scene. I don't think you're going to be totally chill when you see a giant cockroach get out of flaming space wreckage and come walking towards you. You're not going to be like, oh, I've seen this before. No big deal. And by the way, what happens in Men in Black is terrible. So you'd be terrified thinking that this is going to be just like Men in Black.
The old one but or the humans, new one, Danny?
The first one, right? That's the one with the cockroach.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the humans get the best of that cockroach.
Yeah. After what is it? It climbs into bodies. It puts the skin on. So it'd be wearing Tyson skin.
Only one. We saw only like one or two people's skins.
Would be very confusing.
And those people were jerks anyway, so you didn't feel too bad about it.
If there was like a space cockroach in Tyson's skin and then also 10 Tyson androids.
There's too much Tyson in the world.
You
cockroach
think?
Tyson.
Because I've always thought theirs could never be enough.
But Tyson, seriously, if you saw space debris crash to the ground, you're up there at your dad's place, there's no one around, late at night, you see a brilliant light, you see it come down, it crashes into the forest. You're telling me you're not going to say anything to anyone? You're going to be the first person on the scene? You're going to walk out there and check it out?
Oh, man, I don't know if I'm that brave.
Tyson,
I feel like I'd want to, but I also... Yeah. Yeah. No, I think you could. I think you just got to stay... upwind. You just got to stay upwind from it.
What would you rather go see this fall? Would you rather go see the glorious space debris falling from the sky or the autumn foliage?
Both. I think you can do both. It looks like these people are.
I'd like to see
right
space
here.
Debris. Because have you ever seen a meteor that lights up the sky?
No.
And it's like shocking because it's so bright. And you're like, what was that? To see that happen over and over again would be an amazing thing.
If you go to a meteor show, Tyson said, forget the eclipses. Find out when the next meteor shower is going to be.
Yeah, people love meteor showers. Danny.
Yes.
If you saw space debris crash into your backyard, would you go investigate?
I kind of think I'd do what you were saying you would do, and that is walk up close enough to kind of get eyes on it.
Yeah.
But not like walk up and start poking it with a stick.
No, you can't poke it. It's too hot and probably filled with radiation.
Yeah. So go up, examine it from a distance, and then call the authorities.
Hopefully your neighbor is mowing the lawn at night. At that time. And then you can look and see, like look out the window and see if anything
super
happened
bright.
To her. And then if she's fine, then you can go out and check it out.
Well, you have kids that you can have them run out first too, Danny.
Hey, take my phone. It's already recording. Just run.
It's already
out there.
FaceTiming your mom's phone.
It's already FaceTiming your mom. Run out there, get some video of that, Beck, and get back here.
Yeah.
Godspeed, son.
Frappa,
that's a good idea.
It says October 21st is the next meteor shower. I don't know where you need to be.
Yeah. Kay. You got to tell us where to be because meteor showers can't be viewed from all over the world at the same time.
Okay. All right, let's talk about this. We've been talking about the look-alike robots, but is that more exciting to you than this robot in Seattle, which can not only cook pizzas, but 300 pizzas an hour? Tyson, would you eat some pizza that was made by a robot?
For sure, but that picture is not a robot. That picture is a conveyor belt oven.
Yeah.
I feel like this story was sensationalized as clickbait because machines have been around for a long, long time.
Yes.
And this
is in high school, I had a machine cook my hamburger at a gas station once.
A machine cooked your hamburger at a gas station?
Well, if we're calling this a machine, you know, it's just, like Tyson said, it's just a conveyor belt.
A conveyor belt is a robot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Burger King has had robots working for... hundreds of thousands.
So
of
what
years.
Is the difference? Is there artificial intelligence in this pizza making machine?
Like what? Like maybe.
A sentient being that makes pizza?
I don't think so.
Like it can tell when exactly when it's going to be perfect.
Maybe.
This is another disappointing robot story. This is what I'm talking about. People
so disappointing.
Want the robot to
like if
evolution.
This thing can dance and jump.
Yeah.
And cook pizzas at the same
and
time
tell me
or
jokes
spin the pizzas.
And counsel me when I'm feeling low. I mean, yeah. That's the robot. I'm not this stupid thing that they've programmed to make a pizza and squirt stuff out onto a conveyor belt.
But yeah, 300 pizzas an hour, Danny.
Yeah, it's basically the Ford assembly line for pizzas. It's mm-hmm. been around for 100 years.
So Danny is not excited by this.
I'm sick of this.
Making robot.
That'd be easy to make. But you're not going to taste the love in any of these things. That's the thing, is when robots make food, I'm imagining that the feelings and emotions that humans put into their food, you can taste. And here you're just going to taste a cold darkness. Because mm-hmm. There's no soul behind that food. But I'm mm-hmm. Tyson hates Broga stories, and I'm kind of starting to hate robot stories. Yeah, because they're all Tyson nailed it. They're all clickbait. From that fake lookalike robot to this, it's just somebody trying to get people to click.
That say that, that the end is near. Robots are taking over, going to kill everybody.
Yeah. Okay. There are good robot videos, but they're few and far between. That DARPA video or Boston Dynamic video of that robot doing gymnastics.
Yeah.
That is a robot story.
Or even the robot dog thing that's just the robot dog on four pogo sticks.
Yes. Blah, 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 where they blah, work blah. Together to open doors and solve problems. Those are robot stories, yes, okay. But those people are at the top of the robot game. This pizza place, it's... Okay.
This probably is a guy on a bicycle, and the wheel is hooked up to a conveyor belt, and it just goes through a regular oven, and they took a picture, and they're like, we're a real robot thingy.
All right, what if, Danny, one of those Boston Dynamics robot dogs leapt up onto the conveyor belt and now just started eating all the pizzas that were coming off of this pizza cooking machine.
Robots don't eat pizzas, bro.
They don't?
Not yet.
No, but in advance. See, yeah, if I saw that, Rob, that would prove that finally robot dogs have reached.
Saying instead of having to be recharged, they just have to eat food like humans. Oh, my God, Rob.
So now the dogs have this hunger for these pizzas. The pizza-making machine is making the pizzas. And what do we do to distract the dogs to get them off the pizza machine, Tyson? We need the Bronx Zoo lady to come in and taunt. Hey, come eat me.
Do they have a moat, this location?
And then that's when everybody is, like, waiting for, all right, hit the dog with the space junk as soon as he gets off that pizza making robot and goes for the Bronx Zoo lady. Fire the space junk.
I would send in 10 robot Tysons to rescue her.
Yes.
See how we brought all the stories in together.
And actually, an army of robot Tysons could be very helpful, especially when it comes to like self-sacrifice. Yeah.
Click, click, click. And they are programmed right off the bat to say, for a 40-year-old, I am pretty athletic.
right. And you could feed them with whatever pizzas are left from that 300 pizza an hour machine.
Yeah.
300 pizzas an hour. The problem is they're not going to have that kind of customer demand. Mm-hmm. So it's great your pizza can make 300 an hour, but it really only needed to make maybe five or six.
Yeah.
And that's if all the pizzas are already prepped like this.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like the pizza can like sprinkle the toppings on and stuff. It can just cook them at 300 pizzas an hour if the pizzas are just being frisbeed in there.
Mm-hmm. You know, I saw an actual valuable robot video the other day.
Okay.
And what it was is a trash can that drove itself to the curb on garbage.
Oh, that's good.
I thought, that's practical.
And
that's way more practical.
Why can't it go all the way to the dump, though?
You don't want hundreds of thousands of trash cans clocking the road trying to get to the dump and then driving back to their house.
What about a trash can drone?
No, you don't want. Could you imagine Tuesday or Wednesday morning, just thousands of garbage
diapers
falling from the sky? Yeah.
So like this idea because you can just then you can schedule your trash to go out to the curb. So if you're on vacation, it doesn't matter. This is really, I think we need to take this idea and improve upon it and then make it our own idea and talk to someone at the Sloth Terrarium to get this thing made.
Tyson, what about if the robot machine, pizza cooking machine, could make pizza by the slice? And then you wouldn't waste any pizza.
So like a triangle slice-shaped pizza?
No,
I think a human could do that.
It just makes a slice of pizza.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's kind of like crustless bread.
Mm-hmm. If it could do it like the Jetsons machine where you just push a button and it's just like, what do you want? And you're just like,
okay, so maybe there's a real pizza that
out of dark matter.
Yeah, then the slices were all frozen and then you order a slice and then it comes down and goes through the conveyor belt.
I mean, yeah, sure.
We're workshopping this.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's okay, but is it really going to be better than Famous Ray's?
Probably not.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about, this is a very interesting news story, a classic News AF tale about how a Michigan billboard began playing a pornographic film over the weekend, Danny, and nobody knows how it happened.
It's always porn. Whenever something gets hacked and it has video capabilities, it's always porn.
And you know what, though? It's probably because they randomize it, but because the internet is made up of 99% pornography, that mostly always just falls on porn.
You think it was an accident?
You know, we need to create like a Christian hacker group, and they can play wholesome images when they hack something.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
If I may, I'd like to play the news report from the local WNEM news station, which I believe is the CBS affiliate, which covered this news story and the people that caught what was going on. Okay.
I kind of almost got in an accident.
That's because Dr. Justin Camo was distracted on his way home from dinner Saturday night. He was traveling on I-75 North near M-59 East in Auburn Hills.
Came across a billboard, and it was something unusual. Saw two girls, lesbian porn.
That is Dr. Justin Camo there, who is...
And we're sure he's a doctor.
I thought he was about to go into a description. I saw two girls. One was in the shower. The other one was answering the door.
Yeah. And there is a video. Oh, it'd be censored, but as people were driving, they were like filming really just like rubbernecking, trying to get like a video of what was being seen on the billboard.
This could have been deadly for me.
Oh, no.
Because whenever Liz and I are watching movies and like a boobies or anything shows up, she covers my eyes.
Oh, you think you've been driving.
And she would have seen it and she would have covered my eyes and things would have gotten real crazy real fast.
Mm-hmm.
But these people filming it are taking almost the exact same kind of risk. Because when you film and you drive, you can really only choose one of those two things to focus on. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Tell you, that was a dangerous situation.
Yeah, very dangerous, Tyson. They talked to a guy later on in the article, and in the news story. Let me see if I could just cue that up. Who seems upset, about what happened?
They're still working to figure out how it all happened. Camo wasn't the only driver Saturday who noticed it.
You kind of see people started to brake a lot behind me because I think they were doing the same thing, like a double take. You don't see that every day.
Okay, there was another guy that he talked about, and that they were like, we spoke to this man who has a digital billboard that he can see clearly from his backyard, and he seemed upset, but I couldn't tell if he was upset that this never happened at the billboard that he could see from his house.
Can you put in requests to hackers? Is that like we should create a hacker request site? It'd be like, if you're going to attack a billboard and leave a funny, like, here's a good funny message you could do. This one's near my house. I wouldn't mind watching something.
Mm-hmm.
It is interesting. I'm going to guess. I'm going to throw this out there. An employee did this. Someone tied to that billboard company. They did this.
Yeah. What do you think, Tyson? You have any suspects?
Well, I think there's actually an update on one of the stories that said that there were two guys that did hop the fence to the building that controlled the billboard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And, they broke it. A B&E?
Was it Keanu Reeves?
It was Keanu Reeves and Kurt Russell.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, it probably wasn't them. I just don't want to get...
Is it possible,
lawsuit.
Danny, that it was the two women that were in the video that they were
promoting
their work and they were just looking for some viral way to promote it?
Yeah, it very well could have been.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, imagine taking the time to jump what I'm assuming was a barbed wire fence.
Right.
Yeah. Unscrew some panels, get all of the... finding a cable to connect my camera to my computers.
Like an
How do you know what cable to use? Mm-hmm. You have to bring all of them, so that's a ton of cables. It just seems like
a cool
lot
prank
of work.
That I used to do.
What's that?
And this is past the statute of limitations, so I think we're okay. When I was going to BYU, Brigham Young University, mm-hmm. the school owned by the Mormons,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes when I was in when I would be in Vegas, I would take the free street smut.
Mm-hmm. Oh, street smut.
Yeah.
Yes.
And take it back. This was 20 years ago. And put it as centers in the Daily Universe, which is the BYU newspaper.
Okay.
And then put the newspapers back in the... So they open it up.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And there's free pornography in the middle of it.
Oh, that's a pretty good prank. That's a lot of work, though. That's even more work than this.
Well, you only do it... I'd only do it... Well, it wouldn't be... It would just be when I was in Vegas and then, like, you know how... It's not so much anymore. So for the millennials and the kids, when you used to go to Vegas,
mm-hmm.
Like 20 years ago before the internet was a big thing,
yeah.
they would give you, like, not full magazines, but, like, definitely, like, inserts and fold-ups of, like, pornography. And just be like, go to this place and here's pornography. And so then you would... I just take it all mm-hmm. as the creepos would hand it to me.
As a joke
and a gentleman. And then you just put it as inserts at the
Mormon
college.
Newspaper. Yeah.
Yeah. Or another funny thing was to go to a church and put it under the windshield wipers of the vehicles in the parking mm-hmm. lot. But that's no more. I don't do that anymore.
You've grown up. You've grown up.
Mm-hmm. And
so this wasn't you doing the billboard.
I'd be really mad.
You're not doing it again. And you didn't do this as a joke, just to be clear.
What?
That you didn't change the billboard.
No, this wasn't me. No.
Okay.
I've grown up no longer
so, Tyson,
20
are
or 18
Are you saying that the
19.
Suspects we should be looking at are any local young Mormons?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely look for some lonely individuals
mm-hmm.
with lots of time on their hands and computer skills.
Right. Some hackers that are out there. All right. We'll keep you posted if there are any other developments in this story. Before we get to DBH, let me take a moment and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. Those are our friends over at Brook Linen. Tyson, you're a big sleeper. You know how important mm-hmm. having nice sheets and bedding is to have a nice rest. And of course, you spend a third of your life in sheets. Don't you want them to be insanely comfortable?
Yeah, you want them to be the most comfortable thing other than your underwear, this is probably the most important thing.
Yeah, that's why people are loving and recommending brooklinen.com. Brooklinen sheets were named the winner of the best of online bedding category by Good Housekeeping. Brooklinen's mission is to make you comfortable. Luxury sheets, towels, and bedding and more without the luxury markup. Sheets don't just feel great, but they look great too. Mix and match over 20 plus colors and patterns. You're going to want to check out everything that Brook Linen is doing. They were founded in 2014, much like Rob is a podcast, by husband and wife Vicky and Rich, who wanted to find beautiful home essentials that didn't cost an arm and a leg, Danny. And with Brook Linen, you can be getting these quality sheets and bedding and towels and not have to pay outrageous prices.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Danny's picky. He always is demanding high thread
right.
count.
Well, these are perfect.
Oh,
price.
Definitely.
Because Danny wants all the nicest stuff, but Liz isn't going to want to pay an arm and a leg.
No, never.
Yeah
that's totally true.
Well, we've got a set of Brook Linen sheets. We love them. Incredibly comfortable to sleep on. Their towels will turn your bathroom into a spa. We couldn't recommend them more to family, friends, or treating yourself for the upgrade you deserve. Brooklinen.com is giving us an exclusive discount. Get 10% off and free shipping when you use promo code Rob at brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident in their product that all their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. What? Yes, the only way to get 10% off and free shipping is use promo code Rob at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com. Promo code Rob, Brooklinen. These are the best sheets ever, or as I like to say, no sleep till Brooklinen. All right.
Oh, nice.
Danny.
Did you come up with that on your own, or
they don't want to use it? Put that on a bill. Put that on a billboard and hope that nobody changes it to smut. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Danny, you ready?
Go. I'm waiting. I'm waiting for the song. Yes.
Welcome to my bolt
hole. There it is.
Bum, 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 bum.
I think you're gonna like it.
Bum, 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 bum.
I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yeah.
Eternal emission.
You know, when you
careful with those travel emissions on sheets. Yeah.
When you fly, it's like a
your arms get tired.
No. When you fly in on an airline. You get like, it's like a rash that you've taken care of, or it's just disappeared. And then you get a flare up because you forget about all the things that you hate about air travel. You know, like you forget how stupid they are in organizing everything. And I was talking to Christoph about this last night, and he was kind of defending the airlines. He was saying that it's very complex.
Because he's a pilot.
Yeah, because
he's United, a pilot. One of the top rated airlines in the world.
So I was complaining because I had a bunch of stupid things happen when I came back from Europe. And one was that four different carriers were responsible for my flight. So you go to one counter, you go to Delta because you bought it from Delta. Right. And your ticket says Delta everywhere. And they're like, oh, yeah, this isn't our ticket. But it's just like the whole airport experience is awful. You go through TSA. The screening process is ridiculous. The lines. By the time you get to the airplane, you're already enraged. And that's why we had for a while a big section about flight and bad airline passengers. But one of the things that really upsets people. And about 2 years ago, we read about this. One of the worst things you can do when it comes to passenger attitude is march economy class past first class. Mm-hmm. You remember that story?
I don't, but you're saying that they did a study and
psychologists did a study and showed that one thing that enrages passengers is the first thing you do is you get on a plane after going through all these horrible experiences and you go past these people who are sipping champagne
smugly.
In luxurious seats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you look at them, there's an awkward like eye exchange where you kind of,
what do you think? You're better than me?
Weird. Yeah. You think you're better than me. You walk past them, you go to your seat, which is just tiny.
Yeah. You see the nice seats.
Yeah. You saw those nice seats that recline all the way. And yours doesn't recline at all. But the guy in front of you, his reclines enough to annoy you. It's just like a horrible experience. And so when you travel, what I'm saying is I pay attention to travel stories after I travel because I'm kind of pissed off and I'm looking for things to kind of confirm my rage. And there was a story this week about a guy who lost his mind on a flight from New York. And it's weird because in the article, Rob, they point out that the man was decked out head to toe in Jets gear. And I didn't feel like that was an important detail.
No, that's
or do you think
detail.
It is?
Speaks to his mental state.
Yeah, so I thought that was a very weird thing to add, that he was a big Jets fan.
Mm-hmm.
But this fan, he was waiting to use the bathroom, and of course there was a line. He was in economy class. The curtains to first class had been drawn, but he could see that there was nobody at first class using the bathrooms. Economy class jammed, right? All of, the common man out there using the bathroom. And so he started to rage on the plane about how he couldn't use the first class toilet. And he started threatening people. He threatened to kill the pilot. He did all the wrong things when it comes to flying on a plane. And eventually they had to make an emergency landing and he was arrested in his Jets gear. Decked out.
Ironically, the logo for the Jets is a plane.
I didn't even think about
that. The the irony of it all.
But I think that when it comes to stories like this and having just traveled, you can kind of sympathize. Not with the threats, right?
Mm-hmm.
But at least with the outrage to some level, because it is really difficult when you're in economy class It smells awful. It's filled with crying babies. You're confined to basically a straitjacket of a seat next to a stranger who's sleeping on your shoulder. And you look up at first class and the toilets are almost always free because there's hardly anybody up there. And yet every toilet in economy class is jammed. There's pee all over the seats. Maybe a little bit of poop on the floor. Tissue paper everywhere.
The best thing you can do is hit the toilet first and piss all over it just to be the one to do that.
Well,
at least
like,
you feel like you...
On the best of days, standing up to urinate is can be tough for men. In an airplane or a moving vehicle, I mean, all bets are off.
I'll sit down to pee a fair share of times.
But not on an airplane. Why would you
but
do
not
that?
Not on an airplane. No,
now you're
going to
get a real rash. Not just a rage rash.
Yeah, for sure.
So I brought this story up because, yes, the man did a lot of bad things in the end. He was wrong. But I think that there's a lot of sympathy for, you know, for people who travel when they read a story like this because they felt that experience.
It sounds like, Danny, you're advocating for like a separate restroom, which is a urinal.
That would help.
Like, do you need to stand or sit? And then.
No, this is what it should be. Yeah. It should just be a room you go in with a grated floor that you can just piss on the floor because most of the urine ends up on the floor anyways. Yeah. Or they should just have grated floors in all airline bathrooms.
What I'm saying is they should close off. You should never see first class. I mean, the curtain
hide those people under a blanket. Like,
it should be shut doors that are as secure as the pilot's door.
Yeah, maybe a
looking at first class doesn't bother me that much because you know what? Most of those guys have to go to jobs every day.
Okay, but when you see the bathroom clear. This is the real issue is when you see, and this is what I saw on my flight back from Europe, is that seriously, the toilets were always free on first class and you could see them. You could see the lights were always green.
Yeah.
But they were always jammed in economy. You have to block that off because that's what really set this guy off. If he never knew that maybe have it reversed or have some different system, because being able to see that the bathrooms are free and clear up in first class and you've got,
well, they have your curtain, Danny.
Turtle heading. But the curtain's not enough. It's being opened constantly by the people on the airplane. And so, like, if you have diarrhea, which you probably do if you're traveling internationally, I mean, it's frustrating. You've got to really hold that back and wait for the economy class to clear. Just block it off. They need to know that it's not even an option.
Okay. All right. Should they be screening Jets fans at the gate also, and sort of like, dressed in head to toe Jets paraphernalia? He could have some sort of imbalance.
You know, that's more your area of expertise, I think. I don't know very much about Jets fans other than this story,
well, but other than they're sorely disappointed.
Yeah, that, you know, we really were expecting more, and then Tyson, our star quarterback, has come down with a case of the mononucleosis, which is really
Mark Sanchez.
No, not Mark Sanchez. He's had it all before. Mark Sanchez probably got mono in fifth grade.
Rob, is it possible that he took out his rage of the Jets' performance on the airplane? Do you think that he was carrying a lot of anger from whatever their last game was?
I don't know which game this was, but I think that probably it's cumulative. It's like, you know.
So yeah, that's interesting. You know, that played
a
part.
Only a couple days ago. So,
do you think the quarterback who has mono is just Antonio Browning us, or you think he really has mono?
I don't know. He's not faking it, so he doesn't have to play in any games.
Seems like you'd want to play. Tyson, I don't think you'd want to fake it so you couldn't play. I know that the one reference
Jets offensive line is bad, but I think he wants to play.
I mean, if you're getting $100 million a year to throw a football, just make sense?
He's not getting a ton of money. He wants to play. He wants to play.
Rob, is he good?
Yeah. Supposedly.
Okay, so my question is, if the team's doing poorly, should I avoid anyone head to toe in Jets gear at this point? Are they safe to interact with?
Avoid anybody from head to toe.
Okay, all right.
Jets, that's like
what
the
I
new Raiders, where like you definitely know if somebody's decked out in Raiders gear that you have to give them a wide berth.
So cross the street if you see a guy in Jets gear coming down your sidewalk on your side. Cross the street. Okay.
Right. So, all right, there you go. Danny, anything else for the bolt hole?
No, just a little bit of a rant.
A little bit of a rant there from Danny. Okay. Tyson, anything else that you want to touch on?
Reviews? I mean, Oh yeah, reviews. And I'm also going to Reno.
Yes. When is that? In next
Seems
week.
Seems like you're always there? Going to Reno.
So at least twice a year.
2 weeks. Yeah, I always am. But as the buildup comes, I like to talk about it because, yeah, it's fun. It's fun
Your
to
home
play
away
poker
from home.
And hang out.
Yeah,
it's my home away from home. The Peppermill.
Play Willy Wonka coin pusher with Boston Rob.
I thought it was Chameleon Spin.
No, that's
Isn't
slot
that
machine.
Tyson's
that's
game.
Slot machine.
Yeah, I do like Chameleon Spin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I go to the Cafe Milano at the beautiful Peppermill Resort and Casino.
Yeah, exactly.
Play Keno.
Keno. What is Keno?
It's like Lotto.
Okay.
But it's every 5 minutes.
Tyson, are you looking up a story? Are we delaying here? Are we are we stalling for you?
You're still delaying. I'm looking up ratings and reviews.
Yeah.
And let's see.
Danny, you
going to
go see
some.
This Joker movie?
Oh my gosh. Yes, I will.
Yeah. What's going on at this Joker movie that people that it's violent and people think that
it's too political, Rob. Do you really want to get into the politics of the Joker movie?
It's why
you don't.
What the Joker is political?
No, crazed white man shooting people is the major issue.
Okay.
But yes, I will see it.
The Joker is going to inspire copycat crime. Is that what's going on?
Yeah, yeah.
Like the Joker. Like, I feel like that they don't talk about this within any other movie.
Really, it's very political. You don't want to talk about it, Rob. All right. I will say my kid for Halloween, my wife is making him a brilliant It costume.
Pennywise?
Pennywise.
No.
So I did think of you when she was making it. And I said, if you're going to go down this road, you have to make sure that it is 100% identical, like good paint on his face and everything, because the costume looks amazing.
See,
so
I don't like Pennywise, and my kids like taunt me. My 3-year-old is like, Dad, Pennywise is going to come.
Yeah, how do they know who Pennywise is? I'm like, this my kid just turned 7. I'm like, how do you know who Pennywise is?
YouTube, probably YouTube.
And then my other kid's like, I'll be George or whatever the name is of the kid who gets his, he goes like, he's the kid that gets his arm ripped off. And I'm like, I haven't even seen this movie.
Danny,
how do you know so much?
My 3-year-old was like, Dad, don't worry, I'll kill Pennywise for you. Like,
how do they know? How do they
I thought
know?
He was 4 now.
He's going to be 4 in November. My my older son had a birthday this past week.
So does YouTube Kids have the entire video catalog? I just don't get it.
Children's character.
How do all of our kids know more about Pennywise than we do?
I haven't seen the new It or this most recent It, but we did watch the old It. Yeah, because we thought it would be funny, and it was funny. Mm-hmm. The old It is pretty funny.
Is this, does the old It have a giant spider in it?
Yeah.
Tyson?
Yeah.
I think I've seen it. I have a vague memory of a sewer with a spider.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. Okay.
So, Rob, I'll be sure to send you pictures.
Send me a picture, but I do not like clowns, Danny. And I see you, Adam, in the chat with the clown emojis. Okay. All right.
All right, Tyson.
Okay. So this podcast will body slam you 5
nice.
Stars.
Oh, awesome.
By Hick Chile. Let's get ready to rumble. Join Dr. Danny Bryson and his cohorts, Rob and Tyson, as they put a figure 4-leg lock on the weekly news from a dental perspective. This adequate podcast is your one-stop shop for all your dentistry needs.
That is a great review.
So, Tyson, did you ever watch the Royal Rumble video?
I only watched me walking out.
Yeah, that was great.
That's the only part that you really should care about,
yes.
Right?
Did you
watch
any of it,
Danny?
No. Okay. No.
Oh.
Yeah. You were in the Royal Rumble, Danny.
Yeah.
Danny, I forget about what we talk about on this podcast the minute I close the window.
You have short-term memory loss?
No, I really do. Seriously.
Yeah.
Do you have anything you want to say to your brothers, Danny?
Why? Because they listen?
Yeah.
No, just stay frosty.
Okay.
Is that what you guys say to each other family dinners?
I guess that's a thing. Yeah.
What is that from, Danny?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Sounds like a mug root beer commercial.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's like when you go out to do an important mission, you know, like it's from an 80s movie probably.
Yeah. I listened to another podcast and I've heard that before, but I don't know what it's from.
I've heard it before, but I don't know what it's from either.
Let me look on the Urban Dictionary. That's where I get most of my news from.
That's a great resource.
A valediction, which has come to mean be cool. that Corporal Hicks said it in Aliens in 1986. See, that's
that makes sense.
Your wheelhouse, like sci-fi,
yeah, 80s film. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
Danny
totally makes
loves
sense.
Sci-fi.
Mm-hmm.
I do love sci-fi, and I do. I watched that movie and made a huge impression on me.
Yeah. So what do you like better, Aliens or Crawl?
Aliens. So the first time I saw Aliens, we were on vacation in Hawaii, the whole family, and all the kids were in a room, the parents were in a room, and my older brothers watched Aliens, and it scared the living bejeebers out of me. So it's probably Stay Frosty stuck with me. Because that whole movie really scared me for a long time.
Okay.
So we should watch that movie tonight?
Yeah, well, it doesn't scare me anymore. But as a kid, it was terrifying. On that spaceship, I mean, just the whole thing was scary.
Okay.
The beeping. I'll never forget the beeping as the aliens are crawling through the roof. And they're getting closer and closer. Or they're coming through the floors. I can't remember which. That's like my nightmare.
Worse than Pennywise.
Oh, way worse than Pennywise. I'm not scared of Pennywise, but I am scared freaking aliens.
Yeah. Are you scared of the old Pennywise or the new Pennywise?
Because the old Pennywise... I got to be honest.
It really probably doesn't even matter.
I mean...
Well, the old Pennywise was just the guy that was in a lot of Muppet movies.
If I had a ton of money, I would fly my kid in his Pennywise costume.
Yeah.
Totally decked out and somehow prank the living crap out
of
Rob.
See, old Pennywise, and then let me look at new Pennywise. I hope that's I should have done an incognito window like Danny. Yeah, ooh, that's creepy. No, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it. No.
So, you don't like the new Pennywise
like
or the old
one.
Pennywise?
Yeah. He doesn't like either.
Like
he's
either.
Horrified of them.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. All right. So we're here. We're in October, Danny. We got the Halloween stories coming.
Yeah, we didn't do a single one today until I brought up my kid's Pennywise costume.
No,
which
we didn't
is
see
weird.
Any. We didn't see any. Slow.
Yeah, I know. How did that happen? We didn't even talk about pumpkin spice.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about risque Halloween costumes. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, I think it's sort of like there's a bunch that sort of like announced the season and then sort of like there's like a dip. And then as we start to get closer, then it'll be start to really pile
up. I'm looking forward to those days.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Of course, you could follow Tyson on social media. He's at Tyson Apostle. Danny is at Danny Bryson. Shout out to Frappa in the chat. It says, I just became a patron. So welcome aboard, Frappa. Awesome. Appreciate it. And then, of course, we'll be back next week with more news. You're not in Reno yet next week, right, Tyson?
No, okay. I'm in Reno
2 weeks
in a week and a half.
Okay, we'll figure, we got to figure that out. That's the week that I'm going to be, in New York as well. So we might have a non Tuesday, news AF coming up for you in 2 weeks. So be on the lookout for that. No more blogging about Survivor for Tyson. That's it.
Yep. One and done.
One and done. All right. There you go. All right. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre for putting this all together. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.